are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV. This is P alongside Ryan. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button or click the little bell notifications. If you're listening, well, that means you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, and all other podcast platforms. For those of you there, we kindly ask that you hit that follow button and leave a review. No, really. Leave us a review right now in this moment, or just hit the click on that little thumbs up. We'll give you a few seconds.
All right, time's up.
What's up, Rye?
Let's go, bro.
How you doing? Another weird scheduled week. It's been, you know, we got to roll with the punches, right? As long as we deliver a podcast, I think we're okay. I think our audience will respect that, all 25 of them, or 20 or 8 or whatever it is. I say another wild week and I'm like, shit, I feel like I say this every week, but this week.
Really wild.
This week.
I think it's warranted.
And I always say this, but the Thursday game kind of showed us what it was going to be like with a little guy fighting hard to try to get that W. The Jets obviously took that L, but, you know, I do want to note again that Mike White, you got my respect, man.
He was looking like he was about to have another a productive game. He got hurt on that touchdown pass that took him out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking good, man.
But so did Josh Johnson, or is that just the Indy secondary talking, or?
A little bit of both, I think. I think Josh Johnson is serviceable.
Yeah.
He's elite by any stretch of the imagination, but for sure serviceable. And Indy's secondary is trash, man. It's really bad. But I think you and my brother were mentioning it in our chat, talking about that it's kind of, and I was reading through as you guys were texting,
mm-hmm.
that it's kind of sad that both of these backups can run the offense better than this guy that they took with a super high pick. So what do you have to say about that? Elaborate that a little bit more on that.
Well, the only thing that I give him is that he hasn't really made the transition to the NFL, right? So Mike White is not a rookie, right? Even though he's been in systems before and he kind of knows the NFL lingo and preparation and all that stuff. I think that's what separates him. And Josh Johnson has been in just about every team in every system possible. I heard something that he was actually on John Gruden's Tampa Bay team.
Mm-hmm. I think he might have been a rookie or something. He's been in the league for like 13 or something. Every time I look, Josh Johnson's on a team. I'm like, how?
Yo, but have you looked at his LinkedIn?
Mm-mm.
The dude actually really does like esports. He's like really into that and has a company, and he's thriving doing that.
Oh wow.
And then on his LinkedIn, the funny thing is that he also lists like the football teams he played for. So it's like me, it'd be like IT and stuff like that. But for him, it's
So serious question, no bias, because everybody knows here that you're a Bills fan. Do you think Zach Wilson has what it takes? Despite him being a rookie and like, oh, he's a rookie quarterback, game of jam, blah, 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 whatever. Let's put that all aside. Do you think Zach Wilson has a chance to be, let's be fair, a top 15 quarterback in the league?
Not with the Jets.
Okay.
I just think
about Sam Darnold too, right? And then Sam Darnold kind of put the wool over our eyes.
Yeah, he fizzled. But it takes a special quarterback to like really thrive in New York. That's a special beast. Like you see a guy like Mike White, and you hear him talk. Like he says he feels like he should have went number one overall.
I like that. Yeah. I don't know, man. Zach Wilson, I'm not going to lie, when Washington had – when we were booming really bad, I'm like, I hope we have the worst record because I want a top pick. Mm-hmm. And the quarterbacks were kind of nice in this class. I was talking to my brother. I'm like, yo, Zach Wilson looks kind of nice. But then I didn't realize that.
He gave me Baker vibes.
Yeah, like smaller Baker vibes.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a baby Baker.
Yeah.
Baby maker.
The baby, the Pillsbury Doughboy.
So I don't know, man. I'm not sold. Yeah, I'm not sold yet, so I don't know. I can't get excited if I'm a Jets fan. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Mm. Luckily, I'm not a Jets fan. My team's not any better. that much better, but still, we're not the Jets.
My Lord.
But yo, biggest thing that impressed me, mm-hmm. who I think is going to be nice, is Elijah Moore, though.
Yeah.
But, what do you think about 100%. Him?
I love his game. I think that you can see hints in what they were, how they were going to use him, like leading up to how they used him in this game. Yeah. I love his game. I think everybody does, right? He was probably the best draft pick last year.
Yeah, he was solid, man. I think he fits the what they're trying to do.
No, Vera Tucker might be their best draft pick. He's a rookie, yeah, right? Sure. Yeah, he was their best draft pick, number
he's
two.
He's gonna become the one over there eventually. Corey Davis won't. Like, I think you mentioned it as well. He's gonna be there long enough until the Jets turn good, and then he's gonna be out.
Mm-hmm. Transition,
but. Last, at least my last point that I wanted to add on was, did we not know Nyheim Hines was going to have a good game on Thursday? No,
prime time Nyheim Hines. Yeah, prime time Nyheim.
Jesus, man.
Yeah,
he was killing it. Jeez. And Jonathan Taylor obviously killing it. He's looking like the RB1 going into next year.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when we asked last week who was the number one overall pick and we mentioned Taylor, you know, you thought a little bit more, but now you don't really think quite as much. You already know that's a
consensus for me right now. He's got to be number one.
Smash that draft button.
Below, who do you think right now is, and leave us a comment, who do you think is the number one pick in your opinion? Is it still CMC? Does Henry, after an injury, have the chance to be number one? And this is any league. We're talking about, I mean, PPR, non-PPR, whatever you want to. But who do you think is the number one player? Who scares you the most? Let us know below.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But the final score of this game, 45-30. Mm-hmm. Colts pulled away late. The Jets made it look closer than it really was. Colts was really abusing them all game. But Josh Johnson put up a fight. That impressed me a little bit. But again, yeah. Colts defense sucks.
Yeah. Colts defense. Yeah. I think that secondary, man, they lost three or four starters in that secondary. So it's, you know, it's easy picking over there. Let's move on to the next one. The Browns and Bengals.
Mm.
That was one that, you know, I think these games are starting to get easier to call when they're division games. Right. But a 41-16 ass whooping. Now that was a statement. They said that was a statement game, to show that they support Baker over OBJ or something like that. Some weird.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know who I was talking to, but I kept saying like, yo, Cincinnati's defense. They kept saying it's good, or I think you guys made a game.
Yeah,
a
we mentioned out. It. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. Something sketchy about it. They still give me Bungle vibes. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I know. I do smell a little Bungle.
Yeah, thing, right. Man. Like something's right, rotten over there. I don't know what it is. Is it the coaching still or what? But I mean, the Browns definitely look more functional without Odell. A lot more consistency. Your boy, who you love, that receiver, what's his name?
EPJ, Donovan yeah. People.
The
Jones.
Real OBJ.
Yeah.
he was looking solid, caught a bomb.
Yeah.
Baker wasn't forced to force it to OBJ, so it looked more fluid. It allowed the running game to really pop off, and Nick Chubb doing Nick Chubb things, which not shocking to anybody.
Yo, 14 carries, 137 yards, and two tutties.
Jesus, that's Lord.
Beautiful. Love that. Miles Garrett, and that I feel like the Browns defense is like catching its second wind right now. That corner that they drafted, nobody really talks about him, but he's having a hell of a game.
Baker.
Yeah,
they drafted Baker.
What's his name? I'll pull it up.
I forget his name, but I like him a lot.
Yeah, look at his numbers against these elite receivers that he's facing. Denzel Ward. That's
Denzel Ward, yes. I always liked his style. I always liked his, like, so he gives me like young, what's his first name? Peterson, who used to play on the Cardinals.
Or to me, like, you know, obviously, because I go a little farther, it's Charles Woodson.
Yeah, like he has
cornerback,
that like
cornerback Charles Woodson. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, and like Peterson, right? When Peterson first came into the league with the Cardinals, it's like that mold where it's like he's tough, but he has enough finesse. Smart,
he's not the fastest. He's not but he's gonna
a bigger corner, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yo, I'm telling you,
Charles Woodson. Yeah, once you said, I was like, yep.
Yeah, yeah. It's it's always interesting with these division games. Now you have the Browns, who are 5-4, right? 2-2 away, and the Bengals, who are 5-4. So that's interesting in that division, that AFC North. They're always fighting each other, jostling for position.
Joe Burrow didn't go crazy. I mean, he made a couple of big throws, but he also had a lot of big mistakes. Yeah. Still showing me. I mean, this is still technically – wait, was he a rookie last year?
Yes.
So yeah, this is still technically some of his rookie year, since he did miss some time, right? So he's still kind of like a rookie, quote-unquote. Mm-hmm.
First-year player, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. They got a bye week this week, so they get to lick their wounds and regroup. I don't know who they play coming out of the bye, but –
but they got to get it together, because that's sure already the Bengals, you just lost to the Jets, right? That's an embarrassment.
After coming off embarrassing the Ravens, like, it's, they got to pick it up quick, because they, that division is strong. The Steelers, yeah, the Browns, the Bengals, the Ravens. Yo, that, hey, is that the best division in the NFL? I know we were talking about NFC West at the beginning of the year. Are we shifting?
I feel like AFC North is always in it, right? Like, for one of the best divisions.
Yeah.
Because there's, even with the Bengals being bad, there were always the Steelers and the Ravens in it, right? That they were good enough to carry.
Yeah, but now it's the Browns and the Bengals.
Browns and the Bengals playing well. This is, yeah, I think that.
I think they all have winning records, every single team in that division.
Yeah.
We thought it was going to be the NFC
West.
West with, but the 49ers.
Well, we still, that one's still to be determined, because the Niners schedule gets better for them.
No, it does. It gets easier.
The Seahawks to show up. The Seahawks get Russ back.
Yes.
The Rams are the Rams, and the Cardinals are the Cardinals. So, not too far fetched to revisit this at the end of the year and see, because that's going to be probably going back and forth. Let's move on to the next matchup here. It's the Broncos and Cowboys. Another one where we were like, holy shit,
what the heck?
Who had the Cowboys losing? Not me.
And you know what's crazy, now that I think about it? I mean, obviously, with all the hindsight and the game happening already, it's like, oh, dog, now you say that after it happened. But, I mean, that coming off the calf injury, a little bit of rustiness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this sounded like a trap, but we kind of just missed it. Like, we just kind of expected Dak to come back and be like MVP type Dak. But I mean, the defense, right? Like,
wow, yeah. I mean, you know, Diggs is going to make, he's going to get interceptions, but he's going to give up a lot of yards. So I don't know. It was surprising, though. I think that what happened here is that you have a run game that could actually punch back a little bit. And that's what the Broncos run game can do.
And I'm glad you said that, because I was trying to pull up. I'm pulling it up right now. I'm trying to see who the Cowboys lost to.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm pulling it up right now. They lost to the Broncos. They lost to the Bucks. And that's it, right? They only got two losses. The Bucks. Ooh, damn, they were on fire. Holy crap. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean,
who have they played?
They have played the Chargers.
They don't run.
Eagles, they weren't running at that point.
They weren't running.
Panthers, they didn't have CMC. The Giants,
they don't have. They just, yeah.
The Patriots, they have like 8 running backs.
Yeah.
And the Vikings cook. So.
Oh, okay. So the Vikings.
Yeah.
What was it, Madison, or was it?
I think it was Cook.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, hey, is this the formula? Run the ball versus the Cowboys and try to keep the ball away from them?
Hey, I might add, the common theme for some of these teams that are winning, it's our old friend, the run game. I think some of that football might be coming back, because you see some of these finesse teams that have thrived on this passing attack. Man, some of these D coordinators are like, all right, fucking prove it.
Yeah, and you know, it's crazy. Like, they were dominating time of possession, the Broncos were, and then that forced the Cowboys' hand to be like, oh, we gotta score. We gotta score. And then that makes Dak and these guys feel more anxious and make more mistakes. So, I mean, they're kind of using that against them.
I mean,
the Cowboys really try to run the ball too, right? Like, that's what they try to do. That was what they were dominating with when they were on this win streak. Now it's like, we just flipped the script on you. And it's like, hey, how do you like these apples?
Yo. I don't know, man. It's just weird to see these teams that you're like, oh, this is the Super Bowl contender. No, this is the Super Bowl contender. And every single one gets disappointed. This one, if you think about it, the Broncos are 5-4. So it's not like the, you know, other games that we're about to talk about that are even worse, right?
Yeah, no. And you know what's crazy too, Pete? Like, I'm be watching these records. I'm like, damn, they almost have a winning record. They're above 500. Like, it's a lot closer in the league than we think.
Yeah.
And every week it changes. It's like, oh, this is the, and again, we were having this conversation. Oh, this is the leader. Oh, this is, and every week it's like, nope, never mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it. I like it though. I think it's fun for the league. I don't like people running away with it. Like, oh, odds on favorite, like the Chiefs used to do. And like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
I like this parody.
Yeah, me too. I like that. I like going back to what we used to say, that any given Sunday, anyone could beat anyone. But then we used to say that really tongue in cheek, right? Because we knew that the Packers would beat certain teams or that the Saints would beat certain teams. But now it's interesting. It's like, you know, again, there's more coming that will tell you what we're talking about. Anything else on this game? Williams still doing his thing despite being in a timeshare there with Gordon.
I think Melvin and Javonte. Melvin is obviously the lead back. It's like a 60-40 split.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But you take that split on either ends, right?
Yeah, especially when they're going to be dominating time of possession and running the ball. Like, I guess Javonte, unless Melvin Gordon gets hurt, he's the lead back. Like,
agreed. And I think it's okay, man. To be honest, the way things are going, it might be okay to be in a timeshare. Let's move on to the next game, the Texans and Dolphins. A lot of people had Tyrod coming back. Oh, it's an upset special. Everybody forgot the Dolphins are playing at home, and they actually got one more win than the Texans. Like, and they got a defense is getting healthier, you know, in the secondary. So here you go. 9 turnovers combined.
I was just going to say that. I heard it was a lot of turnovers. I didn't know what the specific number was, but I'm like, wow.
9 both turnovers of these defenses combined.
Were startable. Really turned up. Tyrod, we talk about Dak rust.
Yo.
Tyrod, he was, you had to like something that you haven't touched in a while. Like it was in the garage and you like, oh, let me see. Oh, wait, this is still here. Like,
right. Yeah.
It was all, you had to like blow it up.
And he did something that was really uncharacteristic. Like his thing has always been that he's safe. He doesn't
protect the ball.
Well, on one play, he rolled out close to the sideline and he like flipped the ball and the defender was standing there by the sideline and just caught it. And everyone was like,
oh, why? He was like trying to throw it away or whatever. And he didn't throw it away. He like literally
he just flipped it towards the sideline.
And yeah, I remember. Oh my God. Like, I forgot about that.
It made no sense. So yeah. When I saw that, I was like, okay, he's not Ty God.
No. You know, I mean, Brissett played good enough to not lose, right? I don't think he played great.
I mean, when does he ever not?
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just the Dolphins suck. The Texans suck. It's just two sucky teams playing each other. That's why there was 9 turnovers.
A sucker ball.
One thing that pisses me off is, I'm not in the NFL. I'm not an NFL coach, right? But I'm a very, I would say, legit fan of the game. I mean, looking at these play calls, I sometimes just don't get it. Like, Myles Gaskins, I love as a player. But as a running back, he is not a running back, in my opinion. And if you saw in that game specifically against the Texans, he had like 20 carries and he had like 1.5 yard per carry.
Oh, he always has 24 carries.
Like, how do you get somebody like Myles Gaskin 20? That's like giving me 20 carries. Like, what are you trying to accomplish? Is what I'm trying to, like, I want to ask the coaches.
Yeah.
What are you trying to accomplish when you give Myles Gaskin the ball 20 times?
You're not like, wearing down.
Why not use Ahmed more?
You're not wearing down the defense by handing it off to him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're bruising the linebackers. Oh, yeah. Baby Henry over here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I get your point, though, because the point, if you're going to give a handoff, if you're not going to be effective on the yards per carry, then at least you know, you hit someone, right? Like, you got the, you know.
Like, I'd rather Brissett just run it.
Yo, yeah, that's true. And every time I saw, I'm playing against Gaskin in fantasy, so it's like, I'm like, man, it's not working. I don't understand why they keep giving it to him.
I'm like, what? And I keep telling you, like, as a pass catcher, he's like a because look, Eckler can run between the tackles. He's a pretty good runner, but Eckler made his mark in the NFL being a pass catcher. Myles Gaskin's primarily should be a, he's like an elite third down back.
He's could be a Gio Bernard.
Yeah, Nyheim Hines, like he's that. Mm-hmm. You're not a running back. You're not a three down back. Like, so I don't know, man. I wish the Dolphins used them better for fantasy. For people who have Miles Gaskin, they can actually be like, oh yeah, I can start him every week. But how do you start this guy every week with the way they're using him? I could never.
The Dolphins.
That's why they are who we thought they were.
The Dolphins. Let's move on to the next one. That stink bowl. This one is a division foe game, the Falcons and the Saints. We said
upset special
here, but is it really an upset? The Falcons, we sleep. They were 3-4 coming in. I mean, you know, Matt Ryan is who he is, right? So in this game, it's Trevor Siemian against who started the game? Yes, yeah, Trevor Siemian against Matt Ryan. So in that game, you got to kind of take Matt Ryan on that matchup.
Matt Ryan was, and it was crazy. Trevor Siemian played horrible those first three like quarters. And then if you don't remember, the Saints were down by like 18 or something like that. And they came back. So Trevor Siemian looked really good coming back, but
it's Trevor Siemian.
Yeah. And the defense let down. They gave up too many points at the beginning. The Falcons could score points if they can do anything, right? Like, Cordero Patterson, even without Calvin Ridley, like Kyle Pitts, Matt Ryan is still Matt Ryan. Like, you got to put some respect on his name at the end of the day. But facts. And Kamara was getting shut down. He got banged up a little bit. So,
yeah,
Ingram got a little bit more work. And now Kamara may not play this week. So,
yikes.
Yeah, yikes. I don't know, man. I'm not shocked by the quote-unquote upset. I was more shocked that it was in New Orleans and the Falcons went in and did what they did. Like, that was crazy to me.
Damn, the Falcons are 4-4. They're 3-1 away.
And see what I'm talking, like, the teams like that. And after the Saints came and they beat the Bucks, how they beat, like, bro, one week, like, oh yeah, the Saints is legit. And then they lose to the Falcons. Like, no, never mind. Like,
a division opponent.
Yeah. Your division is different, bro.
Division opponent coming in.
Yeah, what we got next?
Yeah, let's go to the Raiders and the Giants. Another one where everybody was on the Raiders bandwagon and we were like, yeah, not really.
What's the Giants record, like 3-5?
3-6, but they played. They beat the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans.
Almost
beat the Chiefs. They beat the Panthers at home. And I'm talking about, like,
I don't think it's the coach. I think it's the playing. But the coach got to go. I don't know if the quarterback is good enough. But
No, the quarterback, honestly, man, Daniel Jones, I think for two drives will look like he's up there with anybody. And then for three or four drives, he'll do like, man, isn't that what Eli Manning used to do, bro?
Bro, yeah. And let's be honest again. Why did the Giants win this game?
Because of their running game.
Because they ran the ball. I think same thing we were talking about earlier. Like,
yep,
running the ball against a team who can't stop the run. Wow. Who thought that would have worked?
Yeah.
Shocking. And I've been telling you for the last couple of weeks is, I know how you are, and you're like, yo, because you have Devontae Booker in our league. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yo, I'm like, bro, Devontae Booker is, in my opinion, more efficient in that offense than Saquon Barkley is. Saquon, they need to get as much as they can for him. I would never let him play another down, and I would trade him to whoever the hell wants him. He's becoming like Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
Without the bad knee, like, whatever you can get, if you can get like a future first and a second or whatever.
I don't think you're getting that for Barkley.
I know, but don't pay him because they haven't paid him yet, right?
No, he's still on that rookie deal.
Yeah, I would re-sign Devontae Booker. He's good enough, man.
Yeah, he is.
And Devontae game, I forgot. I didn't realize it.
Yeah, what?
A Devontae Booker revenge game. Didn't he play for the Raiders?
Exactly. Yeah, he did. Yeah, they chose to get Drake, who's essentially the same player, if you think about it, right? Darren Waller, welcome back. 7 catches, 92 yards. That's
yeah, he's right? Good, man.
And Derek Carr, yeah, you know, it's a disappointment, bro. You're supposed to win this game, right? Yeah,
these are games you can't lose. And again, the Raiders looked good, man, the week before without their coach and everything that happened to them. Like, but I think all the news and all the drama around them this week kind of, it was too much for the team to handle.
How did they start off the season? 5-4?
Yeah, they were. What are they right now?
5-3.
Yeah, they were 5-1 or something like that. Or undefeated. They were like 4-0 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways,
gotta win these
Giants
games.
Win. This yeah. doesn't matter. I think the Raiders are the better team, if you're asking me, honestly.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
If they play five times, I think the Raiders win 3 out of 5. Like, Giants mm-hmm. just got the best of them today. Or
exactly.
that day.
Yeah, this was the Sunday. Let's move on to the Patriots going to Carolina to face the Panthers. CMC, welcome back. That was his first game. It was the Stephon Gilmore, Bill Belichick revenge game. You called it a blowout, but you thought it was going to be like a 40 something or something, but yeah. it was 24. I think this is a blowout by Bill Belichick proportions, right? In the game, the type of game he's playing right now, which is a lot of run heavy.
I mean, to hold the Panthers, I don't know, man, the Panthers offense, the best thing that the Panthers got out of this is that CMC didn't have any setbacks, right? Like,
yes.
And he got a good amount of touches. So you leave the game and you're like, okay, Sam Darnold ended up hurting himself even more, but I mean, that might be a blessing in disguise.
I was just going to say that might be a good thing for the yeah. Panthers.
Because it wasn't helping anybody that he was at quarterback. He looked like he was seeing ghosts again because he was throwing it to the other team. Patriots defense elite.
Let me pause here a little bit on this pod and just apologize to all of you that had to listen to me say that maybe leaving New York was better for him. He needs to leaving football is better for him. All right, let me not disrespect. He's an NFL. Shout out to you. Congratulations, you made it. But yo, he's back to seeing ghosts, man. And it's not Halloween.
Again, the Patriots win this game running the ball. Like, it's a trend we're seeing with all these winning teams. If you run enough and control the clock, and don't let the other team get the ball, so they don't have chances to score, and don't turn the ball over, you can actually win a game.
Belichick, man, you think about it, like, all these teams are following, like, you know, the Chargers, the Bills, the Chiefs, they all have those big quarterbacks with the big arms and all these weapons, and you got Bill Belichick, who's got 8 running backs, and just keep piling
a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, and piling up offensive linemen, you know, that's what he's doing, churning up offensive linemen, getting those tight ends, the big pricey ones that can block, right? Because there's not too many of them that can block and catch.
But Henry just keeps catching touchdowns.
That's all he does. I don't know. I think every team is doing it this way. And Bill Belichick's like, well, this has always worked. If I run the ball and keep the ball away from you. Yeah, like, this is what football is. Clock control. Another one was the one that was a massive disappointment, the Bills and Jaguars. This was the first time seeing Josh Allen play in the NFL where I felt like he walked in there entitled. He walked in there like he expected a win and not in a good way. I thought that he could show up with a C game and that he was going to win an NFL game that way. And I think I'm glad he got this rude awakening. This whole team got this rude awakening because all you saw from the Bills was dancing. And, you know, we got a little bit of the dancing last year, but now, this year it was just like constant. Like, bro, what did we win? What did we win that got us?
I think what I started seeing too is it's what a lot of these defenses, they're just like copying each other right now, running the ball. But even defensively, when it comes to how you stop teams like the Bills or the Chiefs, these high-powered offenses, right? Just like everybody's playing back, playing too high safety, forcing you to run the ball. And teams like the Chiefs and the Bills, who, again, let's be honest, they don't have like great running game, but they don't trust it enough to actually make it help them win a game. Like, sometimes you just got to run the ball,
bro.
Like, even if you don't have Dalvin Cook back there or Barry Sanders, right? Like,
there's no way that you have 9 total rushes for your running backs in this game. There's no way.
Carlos Hyde had like 18 carries.
21
carries? Oh, my Lord.
For 67 yards, mind you.
Dang, I wish James Robinson had played this game.
So it's like you get 21 carries for 67 yards. So the fact that he wasn't getting any yards and still getting the work, and McDermott, you're on the other sideline and you're seeing this, it doesn't make sense.
Clock, clock, clock. Every time you run the ball, the clock don't stop.
It doesn't make
sense. All those incompletions. And again, it hurts the Bills because it's like a 3-and-out or like – first down and then another, like, it's just dead time. And you're not allowing any flow, any rhythm to build up. But at least with a running game, you're like, all right, we're training. You're getting that like momentum, mm-hmm. right? It's like a snowball, right? That's going, like, the bigger that snowball gets, the harder it is to stop. That's why Derrick Henry and the Titans, when they run the ball, that's a big ass snowball at the end of the game. Yeah. Like, yo, good luck with this snowball, right? Like,
wearing you down.
I feel like the Bills run game is like throwing like, these little ass no balls that you, and they're like, all right. And then they try to throw it over your head. So
yeah,
hey, the Bills are better than they played on Sunday. Let's keep it 100. Like the Jags caught them slipping. I think they're going to come
out. Yeah, I still think they're a playoff team. I just I don't like a game like this against a team you're supposed to beat. That's
they're putting up 50 on the Jets just to show everybody. But I want to see them run the ball more, man. Like,
yeah. Don't put up 50. Beat them 24 to nothing.
And show that you can run the ball so these teams stop playing too high on you and you can be like, oh, yeah, all right, bet. Like, you got to build some momentum to the running game. I think this is the game you can do it. The Jets aren't that great. Look what Jonathan Taylor just did to them. Look what Hines did. Like, you got to put some fear into these defenses to be like, all right, y'all got to stop disrespecting our run game.
Get it together. Get it together, yes. Buffalo.
Can't help your defense out a little bit, man. I know it's great, but good Lord.
Yeah, that's not cool. Next game was the Vikings and Ravens. Went into overtime. Vikings
shootout.
This was a shootout. Jefferson played in the first quarter, and then I guess he didn't play the rest of the game. It's like, no, he had the long touchdown in the first. Lamar, 21 carries, 120 yards. So he was the leading rusher and the leading passer in the game.
Yeah, great.
So there, that tells you everything you need to know about this game. I think it started off really rough for the Ravens. So
the Vikings were up the whole game. This is what always happens to the Vikings, though, right? Like, I don't know how they let the Ravens get back into it. The
Vikings were up 24-10 at one point.
Yeah. Dalvin Cook was cooking the whole time. Did they try passing the ball more? And I don't know. I didn't see the whole flow of the game, but they should have won that game easily, man.
Yeah.
The Vikings have lost like four or five games this year where they was like, how did you lose?
All of their losses are by like single digits.
After having a lead.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry, man. Kirk Cousins gotta be the common denominator of every year. This is what the Vikings.
Cause you got one of the best running backs. You got two solid receivers. Don't have a tight end, but like, defense isn't amazing, but it's not the worst. It's an
opportunistic defense, and you got a coach that is a defensive coordinator, so you know he's gonna keep them in it. But it's a weird situation in Minnesota. They got a lot of talent, man, but it's games like this where you're a running team is supposed to put them away. They're getting cute. It's just weird. Yes.
All right, let's get on.
Let's go to the LA Chargers and the Eagles. Going to Philly to beat the Eagles, man. And, you know, the Eagles had the game plan going. I just felt like Herbert wasn't to be stopped this game,
is good Herbert.
Yeah.
Like, Herbert was just efficient.
From the beginning, he was driving the ball down the field.
He was using his legs more than I've been begging. And I mean, I'm biased. I have him in fantasy. But I've been begging to see him run a little bit more. He had a rushing touchdown in this. Like, his playmakers made plays for him.
Hmm. 356 passing yards, two touchdowns. Yeah. Jordan Howard, 17 carries, 71 yards and a touch.
The Eagles are trying to become a running team, man. Like, they're understanding, like, yo, you have to establish the run and try to pound these teams. Keep these high-powered offenses off the field.
Yeah, again, they win when they run. When they try to go toe-to-toe, and then that's what happened. That's when they take a step
back. I gotta give them props, though. The Eagles, hey, they put up a fight, man. The Chargers are a way better team than the Eagles. And I don't know if it's the coaching, but the players were playing hard.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a last-second field goal. The Eagles could have easily won this game, and it would have been another upset, I guess, if you were talking about.
And the Eagles lost Slay. That was a big loss for them. I love to see teams that go back to the run game and like be effective with it and like really play that smash mouth football. And the Eagles, that's their identity. I will say that Smith is looking really good.
Another touchdown he scored. That was really nice.
Five catches, 116 yards and a touchdown. And he had these cornerbacks and defensive backs on skates the entire game.
Facts.
It was looking really good. So somebody that I might've slept on, I know you know the talent's there. You just don't know the translation to the NFL level. But that last game, yo, if it's any indicator of where his arrow is going to start trending, I think it all depends on Hurts. If his confidence, you know, at least stays where it is now, Smith is going to be good.
Yeah, and another dude, and I mean, not my bias because I used to have him because I really believe in his talent, but I was watching the Mic'd Up not too long before we hopped on. And, yo, Dallas Goedert just looks like an elite tight end, man. I just wish they knew how to use him because he looks really good, man. Like, he just looks like a tight end who should be a top five. He moves better than Kelsey to me. he's like a big, he's like a Gesicki, like a big receiver, right, who's like a, he's like a receiver in a tight end's body. He's just smooth. And I wish he got involved more. Give him 10 targets a game, ease, like automatic, and see what he does with them.
The only thing about that is that 10 targets a game for him means that Jalen Hurts threw 35 passes, and you don't want that, right? Like at this point of it, in the, you know,
but well, then so have like, Jalen throw 25 and 10 of those got to go to Goddard.
Like, 10 of those.
And the other 15 at Devonta Smith.
So that's like a 40% snap share or something like that, right?
Yeah.
a target share.
Hey, I'm not throwing it on anybody who's trash. I'm sorry. Unless they're and if that's the case and they're triple teaming him, that means other people are going
to
be open. But
so are you throwing it to Jalen Reagor?
I don't even know who that is. So not kidding. He's never healthy enough to catch anything anyways.
That's a fact. It's a good win by the Chargers, winning on the road like that. So 5-3, 3-1 away. The Eagles are 0-4 at home. That is just really
that's
a bit, bad, man.
That's bad, yeah.
Yeah, but I think they have the best record in their division. So I don't know if that's worth anything. Let's move on to the next matchup, and it was the Packers with no A-Rod.
Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time on this, man. Look,
yeah,
before I even get on the Packers, the Chiefs, as much as I want them to throw the ball, they have to start running the ball.
They have to.
These defenses literally are just like, okay, run it. And they're like, nope, we're going to pass it. I don't know. Yeah. They're beating themselves. The only reason they beat the Packers is because Aaron Rodgers wasn't there. And they only scored 13 points.
I think the biggest regret the Chiefs are going to have is not getting a second offensive piece for that offense, like to complement a Tyreek Hill or like a running back, getting solidifying
a real running back. Yeah.
I think they missed. There was a miss there on their part.
Yeah, they're messing up this dynasty window that they had.
Yeah.
Kelsey, and the Packers didn't show me nothing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
No, I was just Kelsey, 5 catches, 68 yards and a touch. So a little bounce back, right? You knew that was going to happen. But, you know, on the Packers side, like you said, they didn't have anything.
Jordan Love looked exactly like a rookie. Like nothing impressive on that side. They couldn't even run the ball good. Like Devontae Adams really didn't do much. Only reason he has some type of production is because they target him a lot. But the Chiefs, I don't think the Chiefs won. I just don't think the Packers had enough to beat them. Like,
I mean, A-Rod, that's pretty much that's the guy, right? Like, he makes that team. That proves it to you, right? That he makes the team.
Very lackluster matchup. 20 total points in that game. That's just,
That's terrible. Let's just move on. The next matchup is the Cardinals and the Niners, a division game, which we thought was going to be a close one. And especially with the Cardinals not having Kyler Murray nor DeAndre Hopkins. Nor J.J. Watt. So, you think, all right, this is the Niners get right game, right? Get themselves back to one game under 500. And, of course, they put up a stinker like this. And Connor unleashes himself after Edmonds gets hurt. It's for a Connor owner, a manager that has Connor in it, it's 21 carries, 96 yards and 2 touchdowns. The funny thing is, I think that you mentioned something while we were watching. You're like, yo, I need a 30-point game from Connor. And I looked at you like, 30-point game. But, you know, at the time,
I was hoping him or Hill. There's no chance I had Connor. I thought Hill could possibly do it. But then I was like, man, Hill can't do that, man. He can barely score 5 points. Like, but, a couple of things I want to mention. I've been saying it all year. Kyler Murray was not going to make it through every game this year. And I don't like wishing injuries on people, but I just saw the writing was on the wall and he missed the game. He's a game time decision for this game coming up. Mm-hmm. Two, the Niners thought this was going to be a layup because they're playing Colt McCoy and blah, blah, blah. They don't have their weapons. Got smacked in the face.
Yikes.
The Cardinals came out and just ran it down their throats.
Facts.
Just ran it. Colt McCoy did enough. It matters if you have a good and efficient backup. Colt McCoy is one of the most serviceable ones. He used to be on my Washington football team. I always liked him when he played.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a professional, man. He doesn't do too much, and he can do enough. So,
yeah.
Besides that, I'm a James Conner owner, so I'm excited for what's to come. But
Welcome back to George Kittle, too. 6 catches, 101 yards, and a touchdown. That's always good to see. Calf injuries, though, you got to monitor that. So it's good. It's good to see the Cardinals win when they don't have that's what championship teams do. And if they want to consider themselves a championship team, you know, you do this. So 8-1, 5-0 away so far, they're looking good. And this is the next few teams that probably are on that echelon, the Titans and Rams, the last of the Sunday slate of games. Titans and Rams, Titans go in there.
Yeah, going into this, what were you expecting?
I wasn't expecting a blowout by the Rams, but I was expecting the Rams to beat them, right? Like, I was expecting the Rams to – but, yo, it's just the Titans just – Vrabel got them where they're not scared, bro. No matter
how
they're
playing, scared. Well, you were watching the game, right?
Yeah. I watched a little bit of it.
I don't know if anybody realizes this. The Titans probably had, like, 2 primetime games so far this year. But something is – something with Vrabel's eyes, man. Like, it looks like he's sick all the time. Like – I don't know if he has an underlying condition or something, but his eyes, like, yo, next time the Titans have a primetime game, just watch or go back and watch the highlights. If you've noticed it in the comments below, let me know, man. But if you know what's wrong with it, but he's like something's wrong. I don't know what it is. Maybe he misses Derrick Henry and he's crying, but the Titans made the Rams cry Sunday night.
Yeah.
That defense, boy.
Yeah. I mean, I love that Landry.
Yeah, I love Landry.
Simmons on the line. Yeah.
Fired.
They just got some really good players, man. And
no, if the Rams didn't adjust in that second half and move the pocket around, they would have lost by more.
Yeah, oh, big time. Big time. But that Titans team can play home and they can play away. They're 4-1 away. Without Henry, that team is dangerous, man. The team is dangerous because their coach is literally not impressed by anything he sees on the other side. And that shit, you got to be scared. Because, yo, Vrabel is a secret weapon over there, yo. He's a little Bill Belichick, man.
I like Vrabel. Next player, yeah, he has that Belichick in him.
Yeah, so, like, for them to go in here where the Rams are flying high, right? The Rams are this vaunted team that – made that move for Von Miller. So they're all talking about that. This is like, Titans are like, hell no. And look at the run the Titans have been on now.
Hey, we all thought they were doomed. They started out the year slow, and now it's like, how you like me now?
Yeah.
Serious, man. I like them more than the Ravens. This is Friday we're recording this. We saw them lose last night to the Dolphins. And I'm taking the Titans over them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even without Derrick Henry, so we can hit this last game.
Yeah, it's the
going pit.
Yeah, it's the Bears and the Steelers. I think the story here that I was talking to you about is Fields and how in the first that he could take punishment, take some punishment, and the dude just gets up and you know he makes
it's like a dark skinned Ben Roethlisberger.
Yo, 21 points in the fourth quarter. You really love seeing that, man. It's
crazy. Finally was able to throw the ball downfield and see what his arm can do,
yeah,
right? Like
yeah. Mooney is looking like one of his favorite targets, and Komet's looking like a nice piece for him. They're finally realizing that he should get more snaps instead of Jimmy Graham. Who knew?
Yeah.
And Montgomery's first game back, that was another big one. So, but the Steelers, you knew they were gonna win this one. You know, all they had to do was just kind of do what they do, right? A little dink and dunk, some Freiermuth here, some Freiermuth there, and 29-27. That was the score. The Steelers moved to 5-3. The Bears 3-6. So the Bears, they're gonna be like that pretty much all year. This is probably one of those observation years.
I mean, every year. The coach got to go, man. The coach got to go. That's it.
We're on Nagy watch. Let's move on to the matchups to come. For week 10.
We're not going to break down every single one. I want to just pick at like one or two that we saw Miami beat Baltimore already. A couple that just stand out to me, and we can kind of just make a couple of comments and you can pick some that off the top. Can the Tennessee Titans keep it up against the Saints, who are like wishy-washy, right?
Oh yeah, man, the Saints are going to go. Yeah, they will.
And then Cleveland versus New England, right? Yeah, Bill Belichick's going to scheme up something to stop that run game and force Baker to beat him.
Yeah, that Patriots defense is pretty nasty. But can you? I think the Patriots defense, they're one, and throughout Belichick's career, I think it's always been that. It's if you can get a smash mouth running game, you got a chance against the Patriots. So we'll see how the Browns, what they do, because they're down to one running back. You know, everybody's got COVID on that side. No Chubb, Hunt is hurt. Felton is on the COVID list. Everybody's on the COVID list over there. So
yeah, my favorite matchups are Seattle versus Green Bay. Hopefully Rodgers plays, and then Russell Wilson scheduled to come back.
Well, yeah, they've already announced Russ coming back, so that's good news for you, Russ managers.
Nice, yeah, and then KC and the Raiders on Sunday Night Football. Well, I don't know, man. I just need the Raiders offense. I mean, not the Raiders, the Chiefs offense to look like the Chiefs offense for 1 week, and then we can like stop sweating a little bit, but we've been waiting that for like 3 weeks.
Yo, Raiders could win this one.
Yeah, but it's always like a shootout with these guys. They always put up like 80 points when they play.
Yo, the thing about the Raiders is that every week they're in the news for something other than football.
Mm.
This week is that they cut that cornerback because of the comments that he made. Arnett. He made on social media. The week before it was Ruggs. The week before that it was the coach. It's always something with the Raiders. How much can they take? Yeah, with the Giants, they were supposed to beat the Giants last week. They lost to the Giants. Now they're playing the Chiefs at home. This is a game that's so winnable.
Yeah. If the Chiefs lose this, man, it's cool. Chiefs cannot afford to lose this game.
No, they can't. So this is an interesting one, and I love that it's on primetime. We get to see what's going on with Patty and how he adjusts, because you know they're going to play that cover two man or shell or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Which other ones do you see?
I like Minnesota, LA, right? Minnesota.
Yo. What if the Eagles went into Denver and beat the Broncos?
I saw the Denver's coach has COVID or whatever, so he might not play. Yo, the Eagles are good. The Eagles can stop the run. They're going to force Teddy to beat them. Like,
what if Vegas doesn't have much confidence in the Broncos either.
What are they, like 3-point favorites?
1.5.
Wow.
Yeah, they're like, hell no, we don't trust you, bro. Let me scan through before
all the other ones are like really lopsided. You got like Dallas for Atlanta should lose to Dallas, right? Dallas has a lot to prove, so they might come out. You got Indy versus Jackson.
Washington, Buccaneers with no wide receivers are not. There's no way they lose to Washington football team, right?
Bro, don't.
Okay, just saying. Because, you would have said the same about the Jaguars last week with the Bills, right? Like, who would have known? Yeah,
they're not supposed to lose. Let's just say that.
Yeah, like, so.
Tom Brady is going to have, like, 6 passing touchdowns with no receivers.
Yikes. He's going to somehow find James White.
He's going to throw it to himself.
He's going to find James White out there. Let's see. I'm scanning. I don't really see any that's going to
Carolina versus Arizona. There's a lot of lopsided games, man.
You think Carolina, Arizona is a lopsided one?
Yeah. Arizona should destroy Carolina, bro. Should. Again, I don't know what the spread is. I'm guessing.
If Kyler doesn't play, do you think that's the Panthers defense though. This is different.
Yeah. We said that last week, and then
this isn't the Niners defense.
No. I'm saying Carolina just let the Patriots score 27 or whatever on them. Yeah, like,
that's a good point.
And it don't matter how great your defense is if your offense can't score points.
Yeah, that's another one. But still, it's the Carolina defense.
Yeah. You gotta give them a little respect. But yeah, the Cardinals don't have to throw the ball. Like,
no, I mean the Carolina defense is tough, man.
No, facts.
It's tough. I think because of the air raid system, it's not the same as like the Patriots where they line up to run. Right.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I expect the Cardinals to put up that, to hold that 10.5.
10.5. That's what it is. Oh my Lord. And it's Arizona. I like it. I think the Cardinals are going to beat them.
Yeah. Not
bad. I don't 10.5 is a lot of points.
I think,
but I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. It's just PJ, man. Unfortunately, I don't know if PJ is going to survive this. Cam Newton signed with the Panthers. So this is the Cam Newton story with the Panthers. They let him go. The guy that they signed to replace him, they signed him to a lot of money. Then they traded him in the offseason. And then they traded for a guy to replace the guy that replaced Cam, and now they're going to pay Cam to replace the guy that replaced the guy that replaced Cam. So Cam,
not pay that guy.
So here we are now to Cam Newton being back with the Panthers. They're saying that there's a possibility that he plays in this game
this week.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll see, man, because all you need on those Panthers with that defense is no turnovers. And
I mean, he can't throw the ball deep, so.
And run the ball. And you know that Cam can make happen.
Cam can dump it off really well.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's a check down Charlie, but he's a tight end and a running back, quarterback, right? But yeah. Cam brings that big body, you know, and he's opportunistic with his legs, man. He's always going to do that too. So, you know, I'm not going to say that they're going to beat the Cardinals. That's not going to happen, but you know, but the Panthers 4-5, man, you know, with the defense they have, it's a low risk move, right?
Yeah.
What else are we?
I don't see anything else. I mean, Rams play the Niners Monday night.
The only story there is that it's a division game, but
yeah, OBJ is not going to be playing. I don't think so. We'll see that next week. OBJ signed with the Rams.
OBJ, yes.
But besides that, I don't see anything else that I'm looking at, man. Honestly,
either, man. The Thursday night game, the Ravens and Dolphins, like I said, I don't think we're going to really analyze that one because the game's already thing. So we're going to recap that one in the next episode. So if you don't hear us talk about that one, you know, it's because of that. So anything to talk about NFL wise or anything you want to talk about before we.
Just OBJ signing, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just I'm not impressed. What is he going to really go do? Right.
I don't know. Honestly, what do we know what he has in the tank? Is his career with Cleveland a proper gauge to see what he has left? And honestly, I don't know how to answer that, right? Because Baker's that bad, because Baker just doesn't like throwing it to him. But I still think he has something to offer. I know Van Jefferson didn't really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
now he's on the Lions.
Who?
Van Jefferson.
He's on the Lions?
Yeah.
No, Reynolds is on the Lions.
Oh, Reynolds. Sorry.
Yeah, they're the same guy. Same difference. Yeah. Yeah. So anything else?
Well, Van Jefferson had his chance last week and he failed. So
he blew it. Yeah. That's true.
Nah, nothing else, man. We can go to the other side.
All right, let's go over to the other side. This is our lights out portion. This is our fantasy football league. We've had it for about 10 plus years. It's 12 of us. And these are results from last week. We'll see you on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League. Where you never know what Nelson will do next.
And we're back. That was quick. Let's do this. Let's go. And we're just going to.
We don't have to break every matchup down. We can kind of do a full lens.
Yeah, cover. Yeah. We're going to just lens it up for y'all, you know. Y'all know what the matchups are like. Y'all know what y'all here for. Here we go. So basically I lost, man. My win streak came to an end.
Basically I lost.
Came to an end. You know, you hate losing when your opponent puts up 89, right? Like you feel like, damn, that's a chance to.
Yeah.
There's a chance to get a dub. But nah, GG's to you, Pootie. Really dope. Nice. I like the fact that, you know, CMC came back. I juggled with, you know, putting him on the bench and seeing what was happening. But when you have a player like that and they say they're going to put him on a pitch count.
Yeah, you don't sit him.
Nah, you don't sit him. So that was a good game. Man, kind of puts even more of a anchor into my playoff hopes. So it's kind of like I'm heavy in the water trying to move, but it's getting a little harder. So we'll see what happens, man. HHM and risky business. HHM wins 93-87. HHM moves to 6-2 in second place. Really nice. Risky business, man. It's his swan song. You know, this is his final hurrah. It looks like he's going to leave us on a bad note. But 11th place. You got any comments on that one?
Nah, man.
Nah, man. Got another one. Suicide Squad. Getting the first place and holding it. 6-3 against Basement Chronicles. Man, our champ Ricky, 83. Our a good conversation I'm trying to have with him. It's obviously with the extra game. Does 7 losses eliminate you like it used to in the past?
No, but you have to win 5 in a row.
Right.
Which is very hard to do.
It is extremely hard. You can lose 5 in a row. I've done that. It's actually really easy to do. you have to start winning now, right? Like, Dead Presidents, 5-4. They lost 92 points to you. Long shot.
I honestly had a long shot to win that game.
Yeah, man. You did.
Hey, the name served me right.
Yeah, because
shout out James Conner one time.
He was your quarterback, basically.
I had 2 QBs, and Herbert finally was Herberting.
Yeah, yeah. So 106-92, man. When it looked like in the early slate of games, it was like, wow, okay, I'm gonna need this from Conner. Okay,
I forgot who made the comment in our chat, but they're like Herbert and Conner. He said Conner almost outscored Nelson's whole team.
Yo, yeah, and let's go over to that. The next score.
45. Wow. 45. Talk about abysmal. Talk about getting a win with 79. You want to talk about Fugazi?
Yo, and No Struggles is kind of going through a little streak there, right? A losing streak? Yeah.
You should have lost if you would have played somebody who knows how to put a lineup together. But
I said it last week. When you get these wins, you take them and you don't look back.
Facts. But I'm not mad at him winning. I'm just... it's
the 45. It's like me. You know, you think about how hard luck it's been for some of the shit that's happened. It's like, damn, I wish I could get one of these. I just want one.
Yeah, let somebody score 45 for me 1 week.
Yeah, so...
He lost 100 plus to win.
He lost Edmonds and Claypool. And what happened with Zerline?
Zerline didn't have any kicks because they were getting blown out. And then he didn't kick any extra points because they were going for 2.
Yo, and he got 21 from his defense, bro. So you think about that. If he got a standard score from his defense, it would have looked
worse.
Yeah, but, you know, I think we've all been here. I don't know. I've probably been there, man. I don't know. It's 45 is pretty low. It's kind of low. Yeah, that's low.
I'm wake up out of bed on Sunday and get 45. Another battle of the high scoring games, 85-80.
Yeah, 85-80. Yo, this is one of those weeks for everybody, it felt like, except for Suicide Squad and you.
Shocker.
But Forrest with 80. At 5-4. So now we have a lot of 5-4 teams, man. A lot of 5-4 teams here. So this is the updated standings before we get into next week's matchup.
Got 2 teams who have 1,000 points scored. Yes. No, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but what's up?
But you're going to pat yourself on the back.
What's up, Carl?
Go ahead.
Welcome to the 1,000 point club.
Go ahead. Yeah.
And then we got the opposite. We got the under 800 against, or eight. Under 900 against. If you're in that club, you better keep counting those wins.
Well, we always say, you always look at that just to see how you can stack up against, you know, certain opponents, right? And if you play a team that has like 1,000 average, then you know that person more than likely is going to put up 100 plus points. And on any given week, that's, you know, like last week we had, you know, those, the only 2 teams that got 1,000 are the only 2 teams that got 100 points. So it's important to get those points, people. How are you building your teams? Are you dependent on the draft? Are you depending on your in-season moves? Are you dependent on trades or luck? You know,
I remember at the beginning of the year, I forgot who it was, when I benched my tight end and they're like, oh, points matter, and I got the second most points.
Yeah, like, points is gonna be scored. Yeah. You know, they're gonna be scored, my brother.
Aaron Rodgers' voice.
Yeah. Relax. Let's go to week 10. Really quick to give you what's going on.
Real quick. I just saw dead presidents is 5-4, and he scored, has scored 848 points this year. Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Talk about luck.
And what does that put him at right now? Also, he's eighth. He's out of the playoffs spot because of the points.
God, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
He scored 150 more.
Yeah, look at this dude with three wins in a row, yo. Look at this dude with three wins in a row. Hey, get out of here, man. Get out of here. Yeah.
With four in a row.
The Friar Move Show. Yo. I guess trade talks ain't going well, so we got to, like, start advertising a different
one. Yeah. Package them.
You got to start advertising.
Nice, yeah. Shiny pack. The hell out of here.
Yo. We said we weren't going to talk about next week's matchups. I remember because there are already, like, some points there.
Pretty happening, yeah. So we'll recap. Yeah,
so what I wanted to look at with you was the current projections. Bam. Okay. I felt like this was kind of cool, just to see where Yahoo puts us at. And obviously with you, third. That's wow. Nice. But obviously you don't want third, because that means you just got to play. Who are you going to play? You're going to play the sixth seed.
I would play Keith, yeah.
Yeah. And then no struggles would be played TBD. You would want to be in one of these spots up here, right? The one and two?
Obviously, I want to buy. I don't want to play in the first round.
Yeah.
So hopefully one of those guys in front of me catches some L's. Because I got the points besides Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad is the only person who's going to be hard to leap. He can have first place if he keeps winning.
Yeah. And so to circle back to that conversation that I was having with Ricky, and you see those three teams at 7-7, that is what it looks like. That's what the scenario looks like. So you would need to keep pace with somebody like a Forrest, you know, who has here projected 1,556 points. Are you on pace to get to that, right? Like, that's what you need to focus on. If you don't feel like your team is going to put up a 120, 130 game, because you're going to need one of those coming up.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts around. Yeah,
right now with these projections, me and Carl are projected 1,595.63 and 1,595.12. Like, we're literally going to be neck and neck for most points. I just need HHM to lose, because those points ain't looking like they're gonna be coming. So
now, yeah.
Like, nah, he'll find a way to plug some people in and get points. So I'm up.
It always happens that way. It always happens that way.
I'm never doubting that.
Yeah, it always happens that way. So what was the biggest blowout last week? Okay, so it was Will.
The biggest blowout with a 79.
Yeah.
That's gotta be a first. I don't think I've ever seen that in the league.
We'd have to go back into the archives.
That's wild.
Get a look at that, but that is pretty wild. He got
blown out by a guy who scored 79, Nelson. Man, you don't beat me this week because I play you, so that's probably the bad karma. If fantasy guys, if you're listening,
yo, you imagine
respectfully,
right?
Respectfully, but damn, that's bad.
Right. If we're here next week,
if I lose to Nelson, I'm not gonna be on the pod next week. Just saying.
Okay. So that's
fair warning.
So Nelson's got to take your co-host spot next week. Yes,
he can come on for me and talk all the shit he wants.
All right. So, hey, there you have it. Nelson, we have it agreed. If Ryan loses to you,
He's earned it.
You've earned the co-host spot for a week, and you will be introduced as a co-host and everything. Like, I'm going to say alongside Nelson and everything. I'll do that whole thing.
I deserve that.
And to take it a step further, I'm gonna let you get the opening comments on the show if you win, Nelson. So not only do you get the co-host the show,
yeah, come with it written down so it's not 30 minutes long.
Yeah, so not only do you get to co-host the show, you will be introduced on my intro as a co-host, and you will get the opening remarks on the show, and I'm gonna give you one more, you get the closing remarks on the show too. So that's what we're offering on TFS, because that's what we do here.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's going to be an easy win. I don't want anybody to
No. And that's also not why I just feel like I'm just adding a little bit of interest. And anybody that wants in on this, if you want a future hosting opportunity, just let us know.
Thanks.
But
break if I lose next week anyways.
Yo, it's getting tougher. I do want to get a little personal here in a second and say that it's getting crazy. Last year when HHM told us that he wanted to take a break, I think it's because he was going to have a kid, or around the time that I think he mentioned to us that he was considering taking a break. And we're like, what the hell are you doing? You know, we need you. And it's true. We do. We need all of us in this. But I'm understanding where his, I'm glad you said that. I'm understanding that frame of thought and frame of mind. I'm finding it a little bit harder to prioritize, even though I want to be here. You know what I mean? Like, even though I want to be in on my phone on Yahoo, it's also, I'm still here. It's still tough. It's still super interesting and fun. It's getting tough. it's getting tough. So I do understand.
I just got a dog and it's not half as complicated, but I'm like, I'm watching a game and I got to take him outside. I'm like, I can only imagine.
So it's like, no, I got to watch my player.
I'm like, hold on. Wait till commercial break.
So it's like I'm building stuff in my son's room, or it's like I'm in IKEA on a Sunday, bro. Who am I? Last year, I'd have been doing like stat digging on Sunday morning, tinkering and shit. I just want to shout out to you dads and you parents that have been active in fantasy football all these years, man. Dude, I'm, you know, like us in the world of like pet owners and you know, about to be fathers, like, or parents, it's tough. We applaud you, especially, like, you know, we want to be good at this fantasy football shit, right? And it requires a certain amount of time
investment.
I just wanted to comment on that. I felt like I just kept thinking of Mike, and when he mentioned to us, hey man, I'm continuing, we kind of like, nah, you gotta stay in it, and I'm like, shit, I kind of understand where he's coming from. But we here, and Humble Pie last week was a little cold, but we're gonna see if we warm it up this week. Rye, you got any closing remarks?
Yeah, man, as always, man, good luck to everybody except Nelson, who I'm playing, and everybody who's in front of me. I hope you lose.
Yeah. No. And on that note, the music that you hear in the background, obviously, it is produced by Infamy, dope up-and-coming producer. Big project he's producing coming up. He's going to have his name all over that. They're already doing Instagram and social media marketing for that project and that artist, so... If you haven't seen it, we'll be sharing it. Ryan always shares it. I'll always share it. But follow him on www.infamysounds.com. Dope dude, dope producer. On that note, for Ryan, the rest of the Lights Out League and P. And that's the Fantasy Standard.